It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Today is a very special day. It is Austin's half birthday.
All right. Only comes around once a year.
Only once a year, and it's the most important day to Austin.
Yes. Specifically to Austin, the only guy who actually cares about his half birthday.
You know, at least at the age of like 38 or 30, whatever, 39, 40, whatever he is.
39 and a half.
39 and a half.
Because, I think so. Yeah.
You know, the thing is that, you know, that's important to usually five-year-olds.
Yes. But here's the interesting part. He's not here on the day he's been talking about for months.
He writes it on the calendar in the office.
We have a calendar in our office where we plan things ahead of time, and the only thing we've had planned for weeks is Austin's half birthday, and he's not even here. He's on vacation.
So do you think we should call him? Because he's the guy that loves celebrating his half birthday, but he's also the guy, when he's on vacation, he wants nothing to do with us. Because he's like, I need a break from you guys. I don't want to talk to you.
312-946-4995. You are going to be the deciding factor here. Do we call Austin on his half birthday to wish him a very happy half birthday?
Right.
Or do we give him the space that he needs on vacation, which we completely understand.
Right.
Got to disconnect a little bit on vacation.
Right. It's the importance of him of this or the importance of him of like needing to disconnect. What do we do?
312-946-4995. You're going to make the decision for us. Look, we don't want to call him. We barely stand talking to him when he's here. We want to leave him alone, but we also want to be polite coworkers and wish him a very happy half birthday.
Yeah, we know how important it is to him.
312-946-4995. You're going to make the call. Do we call Austin or do we leave him alone?
We're totally leaving this up to you.
Let us know. Sean and Pingree Grove. Austin is off today. However, it is also his half birthday. Do Melissa and I give him a call to wish him a very happy half birthday, or do we not give him a call?
I definitely would give him a call.
Oh, really?
All right.
Why definitely? Why are you leaning so far that way?
Because then at least he knows you guys are thinking about him. It's halfway, and you guys are good people, and he would definitely appreciate that.
Okay. Oh, see? I like the way you think.
Thank you so much,
I think
Sean.
That's really sweet.
Now we don't feel bad at all about bothering him on his vacation. Thank you so much.
you should never feel bad about bothering him.
Okay.
All right. I like the way you think. I think the same way that you think.
I mean, he does bother us every day when he's at work. So it only makes sense, you know?
There you go.
Paybacks, baby.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Julie in Burbank.
What do you think? It's Austin's half birthday, but he wants nothing to do with us on vacation. Should we call him or not?
I say definitely call him. If he made a point to put it on the calendar and he kept talking about it, then it doesn't matter if he's there or not. You need to give him a call.
Okay, so you're almost saying we'd be bad coworkers if we didn't give him a call here.
Exactly, because if he was there and you didn't mention it, you would still be bad coworkers. So.
Just remember, this is also his half birthday. It's not his actual birthday.
Exactly, so he made the point to bring it up, so now everyone has to celebrate his half birthday.
That's a good point. Julie, just curious, do you celebrate your half birthday?
Definitely not.
Okay, we're proud of you, Julie. We're proud of you. You have yourself a great day.
Thanks, Julie.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.
Samantha and Elgin.
B-dub.
It's not called that, Melissa.
Some people call it that.
No, they don't.
Samantha, it's Austin's half birthday. He loves his half birthday, but he doesn't want to talk to us on vacation if we call him or not.
You text him.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Okay, why do you think a text is better?
Because then you're not bothering him with a phone call if he is actually in the middle of doing something for vacation, but you're not forgetting his half birthday.
Is that a little, like, less, I don't really care, like, a little less personal?
Yeah, because we still want to seem like we care about him.
You think it's still okay?
I don't think so. Oh, yeah, I think it's still totally okay. I get texts just on my birthday instead of phone calls.
Okay.
Okay, that's true.
Do you prefer phone calls or texts on your birthday?
I'm not a big phone call person, so I prefer text in general.
You're my kind of girl.
I love it. Samantha, thank you so much for calling. But real quick, do you celebrate your half birthday?
I don't, but I know at least five people that do.
At least five people.
Are you serious?
Are all five Austin?
Yeah, I'm serious. No.
Thanks for the call, Samantha.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Melissa, we did get a couple of text messages here that could be our deciding factor here. A 773 texter. Yes, I'd call him. He'd get more days to disconnect.
Huh?
I don't know what that means. But I just heard call him, so I say we call him.
Okay.
618 texter said, call him, he'd do it to y'all. Which is very true. I've been on vacations where you guys have called me.
Well, that's true.
So there is kind of a line there from an 847 texter. I say call him and wish him a happy half birthday.
Well, okay, so everybody's saying call him.
So should we give him a call?
You're going to give him a call.
All right.
He doesn't want to hear from us. We're going to call him anyway.
All right. We're going to give Austin a call next to wish him a very happy half birthday and possibly bother him on vacation. If he'll answer.
Yeah. Too bad, Austin.
We'll find out next year. I'm Melissa and Austin. All right, Melissa. We just had this debate. It is Austin's half birthday, but he is not here.
Yeah.
And our callers are saying we should give him a call. So you ready?
I'm very ready.
All right. Let's give him a call. Let's wish him a happy half birthday.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Okay.
Pick up.
Do you think he's going to pick up?
I think he's going to pick up. We're wishing him a happy birthday. He's going to pick up.
Oh, come on.
He's going to pick up. I don't care.
He loves his half birthday.
And he's an hour ahead because he's in Florida.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail box of Austin Huff.
Oh, man. I can't believe he didn't answer.
I know. He's being classic vacation Austin, but you know what they always say.
What do they always say?
Second time's a charm. Let's give him a call again.
Okay, let's do it. Okay. You know his half birthday is super important to him.
Super important.
Like, he really loves it.
And you know number two, Lucky's number? Second time's a charm here.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
We're going to get him here. It's going to be great.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail box of Austin.
He kind of sent us a voicemail a little bit earlier this time.
Do you think he threw us into voicemail?
I think he did.
Oh, it only rang once. All we want to do is wish him a happy half birthday.
All right, Melissa, but you know what they say.
What do they say?
Third time's a charm, especially when it comes to wishing people half birthdays when they're on vacation. So let's give him a call one more time.
Okay, one more time, Kyle.
This is our last time.
Okay.
Last time trying.
I know. He loves his half birthday. We want to wish him a happy half birthday.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail.
Guys! Wait, that only rang one time.
Again, he's sending us the voicemail.
For the guy that loves his half birthday so much, he's not picking up his phone.
He's been talking about this for months.
I know.
And we have had to deal with it.
I know.
You think I'm annoying about the marathon? He is twice as annoying about his half birthday.
I don't know. You're pretty annoying about the marathon.
I'm pretty annoying about the half marathon. about my marathon. Speaking of which, Mel, did you know I'm running a half marathon?
I'm
running a half marathon.
Stop.
We can talk about it later, but yeah. Austin, I guess happy half birthday, even
happy
though you're not listening.
Birthday. You won't even know we wished it to you.
Whatever.